Please join me in a spirit of prayer. Holy and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be forever acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So friends, in the life of a church community such as this, it often falls to the pastor to say the hard thing, to say the unpopular thing, to say even sometimes the uncomfortable thing, sometimes even the controversial thing. I know there are a lot of visitors here today, a lot of family, yet I think there's something that is on all of our hearts that just needs saying, and as pastor of this community, I suppose it falls on me to say it, so I'm just going to come out with it. Babies are horrible people. Babies are simply horrible people. Just hear me out on this. Because if you had a friend that started behaving like a baby behaves, you would not hesitate, not one second, to unfriend that person on Facebook, to unfollow them on Instagram, to block that person on your cell phone. Because babies are moody. Lord have mercy, are they moody? Given to fits of rage if they haven't had enough to eat, if they haven't had enough sleep. Babies are known for their notoriously poor hygiene. I've never met a baby that actually washed themselves, right? And what's more, babies are the very definition of self-centered. When was the last time a baby ever asked you how your day was going? Never. Babies are so self-absorbed that they make Kanye West look like some sort of Mother Teresa figure. That's how bad they are. Babies are horrible. But what is worse, what is the worst thing about babies is the fact that they are so profoundly ungrateful. Babies do not appreciate how much their parents have contorted and distorted and rearranged their lives to accommodate for their presence in it. Babies do not know nor do babies care about how hip and with it, how cool their parents were before their lives revolved around feeding schedules and nap times. And here at Hillside Community Church, we are all about concrete examples, about making the spiritual real to our hearts. So I have a couple slides I want to show you. And I'd hate to embarrass anyone this morning, but on a day like this, on the day of Nathan's baptism, I have a special message for his parents, actually, because your son, who's about to be baptized later in the service, he does not know how cool you used to be, and he doesn't care about how cool you used to be. I actually have a picture of how cool Danielle used to be, in a little hoodie, hands tucked up in the sleeves. You were so cool! But your baby does not care. And as for Christopher, your baby does not know how awesome you used to be. He does not know about the mad gaming skills you used to have. Here pictured, going to town on what I believe are Donkey Kong bongos. Is that true? Hooked up to a Nintendo GameCube. So what I'm saying is we all recognize how awesome you used to be, how amazing your gaming skills used to be, but as for your baby, he does not care. And I'll take that down for you. Because, as I said, babies are horrible people. And yet, in this morning's passage in Matthew 18, when asked who is the greatest in heaven by the disciples, Jesus says, whoever wants to become the greatest in the kingdom of heaven needs to become like a small child. Needs to become like a baby, even. Now, I know this is a bit of a stretch. I'm going on a bit of a limb here. But I don't think that Jesus is calling us to lives of total self-absorption and ingratitude. Amen? I don't think that's not what he's calling us to. That's not the kind of people he wants us to be. And instead, I think he's gesturing, he's pointing at some other aspect of babies that we have yet to touch on. an aspect of babies that is brought into stark relief, I believe, in the second part of today's reading, the bit from Matthew 20, the parable that Jesus tells about the vineyard and the laborers in it. So in this hypothetical vineyard, Jesus is imagining that there's some laborers who put in a full day's work, and there's some who just show up for the last hour. They put in an hour of work, and they take a generous lunch break in the middle of that, even. But at the end of the day, much to the frustration and the chagrin of those who worked all day long, everyone is paid the same. And at the end of the story, Jesus sums it up by saying, in the kingdom of heaven, the last will be first, and the first will be last. Or to put that another way, Jesus is saying that in the kingdom of heaven, there are no distinctions made between people. Everyone is equal. Everyone is worthy. And so here Jesus is, I think, pointing out one final fault of babies. Namely, they are horrible networkers. Because if you take a baby to a networking event, they're not going to work the room like you or I would work the room. They're not going to bypass certain people in order to make their way over to a high net worth individual who can help them advance their career, who can help them climb up the social ladder. Babies aren't going to do that because they don't look at the world like adults look at the world. They don't look at people like we adults look at people. They don't divide people into categories like that, categories of better and worse, worthy or unworthy. In a baby's eyes, everyone is equal, everyone is worthy. And so for as self-centered as babies are, as self-absorbed and ungrateful as babies are, Jesus is able to point to them as exemplars of the kingdom of heaven. Because just as their parents don't hold their general horribleness against them, they don't hold anything against other people. They don't hold other people to account for their horribleness, because in a baby's eyes, all people are equal. All people are worthy. So the gospel, as we're hearing it articulated in these two passages from Matthew, Matthew 18 and Matthew 20, the gospel goes something like this. We are more self-centered. We are more self-absorbed. We are more ungrateful. We are more horrible. Or in the words of traditional theology, we are more sinful than we realize. Or that we even can realize. And, this is a big and, so I'm going to say it again. And, at the very same time, we are more loved. We are more loved than we can possibly imagine. And so Jesus calls us to forgive as we have been forgiven, to show mercy as we have been shown mercy, and to love. To love as freely and as indiscriminately as we ourselves have been loved. Thanks be to God. Amen.